Hugh Freeze is not the only coach getting five stars on campus. Bruce has got a big guy coming in this weekend, and we're going to talk about it. Yes, sir. We're back. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, the Barn Hoops Pod, episode 4. And we are ready to break it down, talk a little bit of basketball recruiting. You know, I talk a lot about football recruiting, but Bruce brings in just as many big-time guys as the football program brings in. And there's a huge one, literally and figuratively, coming in this weekend. And Bryson Tiller, we're going to break him down. Before, we got to give a shout-out to our friends at mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round on your first deposit and get a double up bonus. So give them $100. They're going to give you another $100 back on top to play with. Get set up for the rest of the college football season, NFL, pretty much anything you can imagine. You can bet on there. Bet on mybookie.ag. Zepp, Bruce has a big fish coming in this weekend. Five-star power forward Bryson Tiller, 6'9"-ish. 220, 230 pounds. Very, very talented big man. The big thing that jumps out about me when I first started watching film on him is his body is SEC ready. Like he looks, he's not just a tall, skinny guy. He's tall. He's very lean. He's got a lot of, he's just a big dude. He can do a little bit of everything. Seems more of like a traditional, I could be wrong. He seems more of like a traditional power forward type player. Where do you see, tell me what you see in his game and how he fits in this Bruce Pearl system, and then just anything that you know about Bryson Tiller, tell us about it.
Bryson Tiller is a great guy. He's a great dude. Very skilled. He had broad shoulders.
Yes.
Very traditional big man. I would say he's traditionally a four and not really a three. He's very lethal in the mid range. Got a smooth jump shot. I think he's one of those guys that can be very lethal in the SEC, especially with being on a Bruce Pearl system. He remind me of a kind of sort of Jabari, but kind of at the same time, no, because he was kind of bigger coming in. You know, Jabari wasn't as big as he was, but he had broad shoulders. He's strong. He can shoot. He can pick and roll, get rebounds. You know, if he had one weakness, I probably would say his dribbling. His dribbling can kind of get better, but being on a Bruce Pearl system, the one and the four man is the main people in Bruce Pearl system. I think he'd be the perfect fit for Bruce Pearl system. You know, coming to Auburn would be the best bet for him. I actually looked at his visits not too long ago and looked at, you know, where they predicted him to go. And they predicted him to, you know, to land in Auburn. I feel like that would be his best bet because, like I say, his style of play, his fit, like I say, Bruce Pearl put him in position to score the basketball but also look good and get his teammates great opportunities also.
Exactly. One thing that jumped out to me as well, I noticed – a lot of these five-star guys, they are big-time media guys. Like, they like the spotlight. They like to do a lot of interviews. They're big on, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. He's only got 1,400 Twitter followers. Like, it seems like he's all about business. It seems like this guy is, which is right up Bruce's alley. Like, I'm not necessarily out trying to chase a check. I'm just trying to play basketball and get to the NBA. And that's just my first impressions from just watching him, how he carries himself. I think that's a really good mix. I think that's a match made in heaven with Bruce as far as the way he likes to run things. And then you add Bryson into the mix. I think that could be big. How about from a 3-point range? How do you see him? Is he much of a threat? Would you see him as much of a threat from three, or would that be something he would need to develop kind of as he goes?
Well, I think he's a okay 3-point shooter, type of thing. I actually think he can shoot it, a little bit. I think he should, you know, kind of bang a little bit more. But
yeah,
you know, nowadays a lot of guys are relying on the mid range and three-point type of shots. But he's a really skilled big guy, to be 6'9", 230 pounds. A lot of guys can't really move like him, which is in his class, but I think he'd be an SEC ready type style big man coming in if he comes to Auburn. I hope we land him, and
Yeah.
I think we'll land him personally.
I love it. I love it. He's coming in for an official visit this weekend. So you know they're going to be rolling out the red carpet there. Auburn's still yet to have a 2025 class commit yet. And this is a huge class because, and we're going to talk, we may talk about this in the future, but you're losing everybody basically. You're losing a ton of guys. So you're going to have to bring in a bunch of high school guys. You're going to have to bring in a bunch of portal guys, completely rebuild. Bryson could be a big time centerpiece of that rebuilding. I don't want to say real. I mean, if you bring him in, it's more like reloading. You're not really rebuilding. You're
Most
just
definitely.
because he looks like he looks the part. So we love Bryson. We love what we see in Bryson, and I'm excited to have him here this weekend. So y'all definitely need to show him some love if you see him out and about on campus, whatever. Just make him feel at home because that's a big visit for him. Last weekend, another big time prospect, Sebastian Williams Adams, kind of a similar player, a little bit smaller, but another power forward type player, another 6'8", 220 pound, like seems like kind of like a four, another four guy, comes in for a visit last weekend. Auburn felt really good about him. Your biggest competition is Kansas, but like when you compare a Bryson to a Sebastian, like tell what is there much of a are they similar? Are they different? Like what's their game? What's Bruce looking at here? Is he got two similar type players? We're trying to get one or the other, or is there a world where both of these guys could fit on the court at the same time? Like what do you think about Sebastian Williams Adams?
Sebastian Williams Adams, he's a slasher. He's a
Okay.
go-getter. He's one of those guys that you get him in open court, he can drive a straight line driver. He's gonna come at you in all type of different angles. That's why I say I think he's different from Bryson Tiller in certain ways. But I think he have a better motor than Bryson Tiller. Bryson Tiller got more skill, but Sebastian give me one of those guys that he have so much potential. He can be one of those guys that come in and do 2 years and go from there. He can be like a Jalen Williams, but just a
Yeah.
right-hand Jalen Williams. He can be one of those guys that just learn the system, learn the game, come in, pick it up, and just go from there. But I actually think BP can land both of those guys, if they both buy in. But
Yeah.
with me being around BP, I would guess he's going after Bryson Tiller. He's doing everything he can do to land Bryson Tiller, especially with him being an Atlanta guy, being right up the
Yep.
street. We love Atlanta guys. We love Georgia guys. So, I would guess we're going super hard, rolling that red carpet out, and we're gonna do whatever in our power to get Bryson Tiller to commit this weekend or next weekend. But I guarantee you, he is gonna commit soon. If we get that red carpet out, we show him some love. I need all Auburn fans to show Bryson Tiller some love this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go ahead and throw predictions out there. Let's get Bryson Tiller on board. I like Sebastian's game. Like you said, I feel like maybe he could even sort of be a little bit of a flex player because you're right. He does have a lot more ball handling skills. I feel like he's a guy like Jalen could take one from the top of the key if we're down late in the shot clock and he could take it to the hoop. You know what I mean? Whereas Bryson's a little bit more to me like you got to get it to him in the post. I guess maybe not a ton of created type baskets. It's going to be a lot of like under the basket put back, very that type stuff or set shots. So they are a little bit different, but I'm with you. If you can only pick one, I won't lunch. Put your hard hat on, your lunch pail, and let's go to work. And I think that's Bryson Tiller.
Without a doubt, I think it's Bryson Tiller. Like I said, I think, with BP, he's a smart man. I think he's gonna go all in with Bryson Tiller this weekend with his family. The players is gonna, trundle him in this weekend and just make him feel at home.
Yeah.
Auburn is a place like home. And who doesn't want to come to Auburn? You know, they say we wanted a new blue bloods, but I think we are, you know,
For
because
sure.
you know, every player in the country have Auburn in their top five or top ten, you know, when they're deciding where they want to go. So that tells you that Auburn is going to another level, you know, in schools right now. So, you know, I need all Auburn fans to show both of those guys some love, you know, and just show them that, you know, Auburn is one of
We love
those ones.
basketball too. We love basketball too.
We love it. Show
Yep.
them. Go
Yep.
show them love on
So,
his IG.
question. So, when a guy comes in on an official visit like this, so we have, you were here for a couple of years. So, you saw, I'm sure you saw a bunch of official visits with like high school guys and portal guys too. 6 o'clock for a 6:30 football game. It's a long time. If he comes in that morning, are you guys, are y'all playing pickup games? Like what do y'all do? What are y'all doing like on those type of visits with him? Like what's the big thing that you want to do when you get a big a kid like that to come in? Like what's that day look like, I guess?
Well, you know, say he come in early in the morning. Say he come in like 7. Maybe the practice would be at like 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, the guys have breakfast. You know, before they go to practice, BP go to breakfast with him and his family. He'll come watch the practice. All the players will show him some love. He'll go do a photo shoot after the practice. You know, and then go to the football game for a couple of hours. You know, go out to eat back with, you know, BP and the family, or go to BP house and have some dinner and watch, you know, watch some other football game, something like that. And then, you know, during the night, take him out, you know, Sky Bar or something, you know, just have some fun. Show him some of that Auburn love. Have all the students to love on him. Have some fans to love on him. You know, and just show him the Auburn culture. Show him the Auburn brothers. You know, and then the next day, you know, same thing. Go out to eat with his family, boom. And then, you know, before this last, the last time they go out, BP hit him with a question. So what you think about it? You know, boom. He
It's
say what he
closing
think
time.
about it. It's
It's
closing time, and me and you know this. BP hit him with that one question. Say, are you ready?
Yep.
And I
Like,
think
I'm
he
ready.
did.
I just committed. I just committed just now. I
I
just
just
committed.
committed. He might not put it on the internet, but he'll be then committed. You know, guys love to post things on internet when they feel like it's gonna pop. So a guy can be committed to Auburn for a minute until he got a date he predicted he wanna put it on social media.
Yeah, get your graphics, get all that good stuff made, get it, get your announcement ready to go. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But he may go ahead and be a silent commit. BP's gonna try to get him in the boat this weekend, is what you're saying. He's gonna go ahead and try to get that at least a silent commitment. Say, fine, you're in. Go figure out what you gotta do. We gotta get this puppy announced because we gotta announce this 5-star coming to Auburn. No, I love it. I love it. So I feel like you would be a good recruiter. Were you a host a lot of times? Like, did you host many guys on recruiting trips or anything like that?
I wasn't a host, but
That's a missed opportunity.
I wasn't a host because I always was gone, but I
Okay.
always was the guy who did the talking. I always was the guy who did the talking, like, okay, you know, this is what we do, this is such and such. You have any questions, you ask me. I'm a straight up guy. I'm gonna tell you how it is. You know, I just feel like, you know, when I'm done with basketball, I feel like I'm gonna be, you know, on the coaching staff, assistant coach. Like, 10 years from now, we talking on here. I need everyone to know I'm gonna be on the Auburn coaching staff,
I love
recruiting the
it.
top players in the country, and I'm gonna get them. I'm going to get them
Give us
because
all
I
the inside info. I love it.
all the inside info.
I dig it. So we're hoping we're going big game hunting this weekend. Gonna wine and dine him and show him a good time. Hopefully he has a good atmosphere at the football game at night. Maybe everybody's still pumped up and he'll have a good time there. Eat some good food, make some friends, have a good time. But again, I'm telling you, this guy seems like he's business. He seems like the guy. I'm coming and we're gonna watch film. Like I want to get on. I want to get on the whiteboard. I want to get on the film. I want you to let's talk business. That's the kind of guy it seems that he strikes me as. And that's the kind of guy you see Bruce do literally everything he can to kind of get, because that's the guy that's what he's built this whole thing off of. Guys like you that come in and are ready to work. Guys that come in that aren't afraid to do the dirty stuff, like get do the dirty work, are not afraid to sacrifice, doing what you got to do to make it, make it work for the whole team. So, and Bryson kind of strikes me as that guy, but he's also can be a superstar at the same time. So I dig it, man. I dig it. I love the info. I love the insight that you bring. And I think this is only the beginning. This stuff's going to get better and better, and I really appreciate it. But I think that's going to be it for tonight, and we will get back with you next week. Hopefully we got a commitment to talk about. That'd be pretty fun. That'd be pretty fun if we had episode five.
Hopefully. I think we'll have it.
There we go.
My prediction is, out of all his schools, Auburn is at a 50%, because we are going to show him some love this weekend. He's going to love it. And I promise you, y'all mark my words, Bryson Tiller will be an Auburn Tiger.
He's out there, guys. He has put it out there. I love it. Like I said, I ain't even going to say hopefully. We're going to land him this weekend, and we're going to be talking about episode five. We're going to be talking about landing a five-star next Tuesday. So, guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And, hey, Zep, real quick, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at RIP_QUAN12. Twitter at RIP_QUAN5.
I love it, man. Appreciate you again. Have a great weekend, and we will get back with you guys again next week, episode 4 of the Barn Hoops Pod. We're just getting out.